needing to use the restroom. Now, earlier we thought it'd be funny if I went up to this group of girls, like 16 girls, at La Fiesta there at the Blue Hills Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
In, on Fort Riley, or on Tuttle Creek Boulevard, excuse me. And so we thought it'd be funny if I went up and said something to them. I was like, well, I have to kind of use the restroom, so maybe I can do something weird with that. And like, yeah, go do it. So I could walk up to this group of like 15 girls who are all huddled around this table looking at their menus, and I go, have any of you seen the restroom? Like that. And this one girl goes, yeah, it's just right over there. Go, oh, thank you. And just kept on walking. And then I come back, and like 10 minutes later, Reese is like, are we ready to leave? Because we've been, you know, been there for probably an hour at this point. And she's like, I need to go use the restroom real quick. And she goes, where's it at? And I go, it's right back over there. It's like 30 seconds later, she comes back. And I said, what's going on? She goes, you don't need to hear it. Like, why did you come back so quick? Was it crowded in there or something? She goes, well, there was a girl puking in one of the toilets. And this is like 6 o'clock at night, by the way, on Cinco de Mayo. There's a girl puking in one of the toilets, and then the other one, the seat has been taken off and put into the toilet.
What?
Someone had taken the seat off and put it into the toilet. Isn't that terrible? No matter how nice of a restaurant you try to run, someone can come in and puke on it or rip the seat off and toss it in the toilet and totally change people's perspective of the place.
That took some work getting that off.
I'm guessing so, yeah.
Jeez.
Well, maybe someone needed a wider shot at what was going on, and women aren't used to lifting the seat up, right? So she needed to rip the whole thing off to be able to get everything in there.
Why can't you just, like, lift it up? I mean, just...
I don't know. Because you're drunk off your ass?
Okay.
That's usually something you see in, like, a guy's restroom.
Yeah.
At a bar in Aggieville, not at a decent restaurant, not a decent Mexican restaurant where it's more family-oriented. Yeah. That was pretty filthy sounding. So I thought, hey, let's talk public restrooms today. That'll be kind of fun. Everyone's had a fun public restroom experience, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's get this going on today.